Well, thank you for joining Sharon Baptist Church. You're about to hear a message from Pastor James Strickland. You can find out more about us online at SharonBaptistConcord.com. We are open for services Sunday morning tomorrow at 10:45. Get directions on our website or watch live stream on Facebook, Sharon Baptist Concord. Well, this message, all I have to say is hallelujah for heaven. Here's Pastor James Strickland.
It was my desire to bring a message today to encourage the saints of God. We sometimes are chided for we do things that aren't good. We're scolded sometimes for doing things that are wrong and convicted when we commit sin. So I think it's pretty evident that we need to be exhorted sometime also, don't we? So I'm going to preach a message today on hallelujah for heaven. Turn with me, please, to begin with in the book of Psalms, chapter division number 55. Psalm number 55, I'm going to read just one verse there to begin with and leave your Bibles open. We're going to refer to some other scriptures along the way. But to begin with, in the book of Psalms, chapter number 55, verse number 6. This psalm, as you find it there, you'll readily realize it was written by King David, one of the psalms that he wrote, and certainly he was a man of many experiences of life, and sometimes highs, sometimes lows. But then he lifts up sometime his heart toward heaven. And listen to what he says. Psalm 55, verse 6. And I said, who said? David said. And I said, oh, that I had wings like a dove, for then would I fly away and be at rest. Beloved, have you ever thought, like King David here, that if it were just possible, you would just take wings and just fly out of this world with all the things that are going on today, fly away from this world to a place like a beautiful tropical island, that we could go there and just have tranquility and peace, and the vacationers today call that island life. You ever thought like David, I'd just like to fly away, to go to a place like that and just enjoy peace and tranquility? I'm sure we all have, but there's not a place on earth that can be realized. That sounds depressing, doesn't it? We'd like to do that. We'd like to fly away and be at peace and be at rest somewhere on earth, but there's no place on earth that you can have that. We imagine such a place. We're all familiar with the old hymn, Somewhere Over the Rainbow. Everybody's heard that, I'm sure. We imagine a place sometimes that may be like somewhere over the rainbow where bluebirds fly. Somewhere over the rainbow is that tranquil place for you and I. Beloved, there is such a place. And indeed, the next time you look up into the heavens and you view that rainbow that our God places there in the heavens as a promise, you can remember that beyond that rainbow exists a place called heaven. Remember, this place is real. Well, how do you know it's real, preacher? How do you know for sure it's real, pastor? Well, my Bible teaches me, my Bible tells me this place is real. Jesus spoke of it in John 14. Jesus plainly told his disciples, he said, in my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place. Jason, we're getting some feedback here. You might want to tone it down just a little bit, if you could, please. I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare that place for you, he said, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where you are, where I am, you may be also. And Jesus didn't make it difficult to understand that this place is real. It's a place. He didn't say, I'm going to prepare an imagination. I'm going to give you a dream. I'm going to let you have a vision. He said, I'm going to prepare a place. It's a literal, real place called heaven. And he further said, I'm going to come again and get you. And I'm going to bring you, take you, if you will, to that place where I am, that you may be there with me. Where's Jesus today? Bodily, he's in heaven, isn't he? He's in that place that he went to prepare for us. We know by his Holy Spirit, he is in us. He lives in us. He dwells in us. He'll never leave us, never forsake us. But bodily, Jesus is in heaven today. Hallelujah for that place called heaven. That place Jesus has prepared for those that love Him. You know, since we're promised that that place is real, and since we're promised He's going to come take us back to that place to be with Him forever and ever and ever, wouldn't you want to know something about that place? That place where you're going to spend eternity? That place that you're going to have experiences that we've never even imagined before? Shouldn't you want to know something of what to expect when you get there to that place and what you're going to experience when you get there? That most tranquil place. If you could just imagine the most tranquil place on the face of this earth that you could see would be the most peaceful, restful place. Think way beyond that, if you could, to that place called heaven. Because there's no place on earth like heaven. Jesus said further, "Eye has not seen, ear has not heard, nor has it entered the heart of man, the good things that God has prepared for those that love Him." So you see, I can't imagine what heaven's going to be like because I haven't been there yet. And I haven't seen it, haven't experienced it yet beyond the rainbow. But I will. And if you've trusted Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, you're going to experience it too. You're going to get there. He's going to come and get you for heaven. This place is far beyond the most imaginable dream or vision you could ever have of something beautiful and peaceful and restful. So what does God's Word say about heaven? It gives us glimpses, if you will, sort of like little previews or bits and pieces of what to expect and what heaven's going to be like when you get there. More numerous things could be said than I'm going to share today, but several things come to my mind and my heart when I think about heaven. Now, I want to share those. Allow me to share those with you today. There's five things about heaven that I want you to see. First of all, I want you to notice this. Heaven is a place of peace. If you look in Psalm 29, verse 11, listen to what the psalmist reads. Psalm 29, verse 11. Psalm 29, verse 11. "The Lord will give strength unto His people. The Lord will bless His people with peace." That's a promise. Heaven's going to be a place of perfect peace. We'll say, "Pastor, when will we get to that place? When are we going to experience that peace that the Bible teaches us about? When will that take place?" Well, we know it doesn't take place down here, don't we? It's only going to take place when you go beyond that rainbow experience, so to speak. And you go to that literal place called heaven, then's when that perfect peace will be realized. Paul, the epistle of Romans, Paul wrote and he said something like this. Paul said, "You receive peace when the Holy Ghost of God comes in you. When you give your heart to Jesus, repent of your sins, and accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, the Holy Spirit of God comes in you and He brings you a peace that you've never known." It's just a glimpse of the peace that you're going to have one day when you get to heaven. Jesus Himself said before He went back to heaven, Jesus said, "My peace I give unto you." My peace, a peace that the world can't give, the world doesn't understand. He said, "My peace I leave with you." So we know that personally, individually, we have a personal peace here on this earth as we go through the events of life. We have a personal sense of peace because the Holy Spirit of God brings that peace into our heart. But we don't see that peace all around us, do we? It's not to be realized around us. This world will never know the peace that comes from going to heaven and that perfect peace that Jesus talks about. What do we see around this world? We see turmoil. We see tragedy. We see trouble, problems, trials, temptations, all sorts of things we see other than peace, don't we? So when do we get that rest that David spoke about when he said, "Oh, that I just had wings like a dove, I'd just fly away, I'd be at rest." When do you get that peace, that rest that David talked about? Beloved, it's going to be an individual peace. It's a personal peace. It's a literal peace, and it will be an eternal peace. It'll be realized only in heaven when you get there. That place that Jesus said, I'm going to prepare you a place. Have you ever known Jesus to prepare anything that wasn't way beyond anything and everything we could ever imagine? If you don't believe it, just look at the world, the natural world we have today. How beautiful it is in its fallen nature. But could you just try to imagine a place of perfect peace? That's heaven. That's my home. That's my eternal home. That's a place of unshakable peace. Unbreakable peace. That's what you can expect when you get to heaven. It's a place of peace. So hallelujah for heaven. But there's something else about heaven I want you to see. It's not just a place of peace. Of course it is, and it will be. It's also a place of perfection. Turn with me to 1 Corinthians chapter 15 and start looking at verse 51. 1 Corinthians chapter 15 and look at verse 51 and following. These also are words of the Apostle Paul. Listen to what he says about us being perfect one day. 1 Corinthians 15, 51. He says, Beloved, I show you a mystery. We shall not all sleep or pass away or die, but we shall all be changed in a moment, in the twinkling of an eye, at the last trump, for the trumpet shall sound, and the dead shall be raised incorruptible, and we shall be changed. For the corruptible must put on incorruption, and this mortal must put on immortality. So when this corruptible shall have put on incorruption, and this mortal shall have put on immortality, then shall be brought to pass the saying that is written, Death is swallowed up in victory. O death, where is thy sting? O grave, where is thy victory? The sting of death is sin, and the strength of sin is the law. But thanks be to God, which giveth us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. Therefore, my beloved brethren, be ye steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord, for as much as you know that your labor or your work in the Lord is not in vain. I hope you realize, or you've come to realize, or you'll realize today when you leave, this present body that you and I have will never reach a state of perfection. I'm sorry for those folks who think and believe that you can live a sinless, perfect life in this life down here. You cannot. Because we live in a fallen world, and every single one of us has a fallen nature. We're prone to sin. You cannot have perfection in this particular body. We're marred by sin, have a fallen nature. But Paul says there's a time and there's a place that we're going to reach perfection. Just like David longed for that place, he could just fly away and be at rest. Here, Paul says our bodies are sown in corruption. That means we die. Our bodies decay. Our bodies are buried in corruption, he says. But he says one day they're going to be raised in incorruption, a body that'll never die again. This mortality, this death rate that we all experience here, it's appointed unto man once to die, the Bible says, and after this, the judgment. So we know this mortality, this body we have here is going to die. But one day, hallelujah, it's going to be raised incorruptible to a new body, a glorified body, just like the body of the Lord Jesus. Now think about it. When Jesus rose again from the dead, he had a glorified body that was not limited by time nor space. Beloved, listen, we're limited, very limited here by time. Probably if you lived 100 years, that's a long time for us today. But when you get to heaven, time won't matter. You'll be not be limited by time nor space. We'll have a body just like the body of Jesus. Endless health. Endless strength. All diseases will be gone. COVID will be no more. Cancer can't go to heaven. Heart attacks aren't welcome in heaven. Strokes can't invade heaven. Diabetes will be there no more. All these things we know down here that cause these corruptible bodies to wear out and die, all those things will be passed away. The Bible says in Revelation, they will be former things. Don't that make you long for perfection? Well, you know, we get old and sometimes we have bald heads and bent knees and I can't see very well, all kind of problems. But listen, when I get to heaven, hallelujah, all these former things will have been passed away. Don't you want to go? I heard an old song a long time ago. Loretta Lynn made it. She said, everybody wants to go to heaven, but nobody wants to die. Well, if Jesus doesn't come, you're going to die. Trust me, you're going to die. The death rate's 100% last time I checked. And the death angel never comes back empty-handed, does he, when he comes after a soul? But praise God for heaven. One day, hallelujah. I'm going to a place where I have perfect peace forever and forever and forever. I'll be in perfection as I could not know down here. And it'll be like that forever and forever and forever. So hallelujah for heaven. It's a place of peace. It's a place of perfection. But you know, heaven also is a place of promise. If you look into 1 Corinthians, there's a verse I want to quote to you. 1 Corinthians chapter 13. Paul also wrote this. I want you to listen what Paul said in 1 Corinthians chapter 13. Look at verse 12. 1 Corinthians 13, 12. Paul says, "For now we see through a glass darkly. But then," when is then? In heaven. Beyond the rainbow. Over the rainbow. In that place Jesus prepared. He said, "For now we see through a glass darkly, but then face to face. Now I know in part, but then shall I know even as also I am known." So you see, there's a promise given to us. When I go to that wonderful place called heaven, there's a promise He gives us that brings me the greatest joy that I could even imagine in this life here. If you could just think with me for a moment, think about the great promise God made. When I get to heaven, what that glorious reunion is going to be with our precious friends, our families, our loved ones, our mates, our children, a reunion with them again. If they've trusted Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior, and you've trusted Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior, He promises us He's going to take you to that place where you're going to meet and greet those precious loved ones again. See, it makes me kind of homesick. I'm 76 years old. I'm getting there quicker than some of you. But it makes me homesick to see that I'm going to a place I'm going to meet all my friends and loved ones again. I have more loved ones over there than I have over here anymore. It makes me want to go home to that place. That promise that Jesus made those who have gone on before us. The Bible says we're surrounded by such a great cloud of witnesses. I would imagine they're cheering us on from heaven. It's like the song sometimes Ralph Pham sings, "Wish You Were Here." They do. And we will be there one day because of the promise that Jesus made. He's promised us to meet them. He said, "We're going to know even as we're known." Some people said this, "Well, wait a minute, Pastor. How are you going to know your loved ones in heaven? There's just going to be millions and millions of people in heaven." Well, let me give you something to think about. There are millions and millions of people on earth, yet you still recognize your loved ones out of all the millions on earth, don't you? Do you think it'll be a problem in heaven? If God can bring you together in this world of billion people plus, and you know your loved ones and they know you personally and perfectly, do you think God's going to have any problem bringing you together in heaven one day and recognize your loved ones and they're going to recognize you? I don't think that's going to be a problem, do you? He's made us a promise. Well, that's not all. Paul affirms this in his truth. He said, "Now we see through a glass darkly, dimly. Now we see in part and we know in part, but then when I get to heaven," he said, "I'll know even I also am known." Listen, there's a promise. You can count on it. You can depend on it. Jesus said, "I'm going to take you back to heaven, to that place. that where I am, you may be also. And when you get there, you're going to know your loved ones, and they're going to know you just as well. As we're known on this earth, we're going to be known in heaven. That's a promise. Hallelujah for heaven. It's a place of peace. It's a place of perfection. It's a place of great pleasure. It's a place of promise. But I want to share one more thing about heaven. Heaven's a place of protection. Turn back to Psalm 91. Look at verse 1. Psalm 91 and verse 1. Psalm number 91 and verse 1. Psalm 91, 1 says, "He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty." Simply, there's no place on earth today where there's perfect safety. Doesn't matter where you go, doesn't matter where you live, doesn't matter what you do, doesn't matter what you experience. The whole world's full of dangers. The world's unstable today. The world's unsafe today. We're prone to unexpected experiences. Now, we've really seen that lately in America, haven't we? Who could have ever expected the coronavirus? Who would have even expected the racial and social and economic and governmental unrest that you're seeing today? It's just not a safe place to live, is it? Never would have thought that you have to really protect your surroundings everywhere you go today. But you do. Social unrest, political unrest, economical unrest, personal unrest, racial unrest. We could just go on and on and on. The world's not safe today. Anywhere you go, anything you do. No wonder David said, even thousands of years ago, David said, "Oh, if I just had wings like a dove, I'd just fly out of this world. I'd go to a place where I could have real rest." Well, there's only one place you can go to realize that, David, and he knew it. There's only one place, beloved, you can go and experience the 100% protection of dwelling under the very shadow of the wings of Almighty God, and that's in heaven. The only place you can go. Wouldn't you like to do that? I want to do that. I'm going to do that one day when I pass this life. There's only one place I can say in this world that you can find perfect protection. And that's under the very shadow of the wings of Almighty God. What does that mean? That means under the very shadow of the will of God for your life. That's the only place in this world that you're going to find the protection that you need, under the shadow of the wings of Almighty God. Think of Psalm 91 again. Think about it. Our world's full of threats. Our world is full of problems, worries, hatred, persecution, violence, pain, sorrow, death, and a list of other things you could name. But I'm going to leave this world one day. So will you. There's only one or two places you can go when you leave this world. One called heaven we're talking about today is a place of peace, perfection, pleasure, promise, and protection. Of course, you know the other place is hell. No peace, no pleasure, no protection. Just eternal torment. But when I get to heaven, listen to me. When I get to heaven, Jesus is going to be there. And Jesus is going to be there to assure me and to assure you of endless peace, pleasure, perfection, promise, protection. So you see, beloved, as you read your Bible, and we get glimpses and sort of like little small snippets, if you will, of what heaven's going to be like, I hope you share today my thoughts of our eternal home. So no doubt we can say hallelujah for heaven. But you know there's only one way to get there. In John 14, Jesus also said, Thomas, one of his disciples, was kind of confused when Jesus talked about that place that he's going to prepare. He's going to come again and get them to take them where he was. Thomas didn't understand, and Thomas said, "Lord, we know not, or we don't know where you're going. And Lord, how can we know the way?" Well, people today need to hear an answer to that question, don't they? How to get to heaven? There's a lot of erroneous thoughts about how to get to heaven. Some folks think, well, you just be good to your neighbor, you're going to go to heaven. No, no. Pay all your bills, you go to heaven. No. Join the church and go to heaven. No. Pay your tithe, you can go to heaven. No. Be kind. And all these things are good in their rightful place. But none of those things will take you to heaven. There's only one way to get to heaven. Jesus answered that or those questions to Thomas when Thomas said, Lord, we don't know where you're going. And how can we know the way? Jesus looked Thomas right in the eye. And he said, Thomas, I'm the way. I'm the truth. And I'm the life. And then he continued and he said, no man. That means nobody, no person. He said, no man cometh unto the Father but by me. What does he mean? You're never going to get to heaven except you go by and through faith and trust in the Lord Jesus Christ, repent of your sins, ask Him to come into your heart and save you and accept Him and live for Him. That's the way, the only way to get to heaven. Jesus is not one of many ways. He didn't say, Thomas, I'm one of the ways. He said, Thomas, I am the exclusive way, the only way you'll ever get to that place over the rainbow. The only place you'll ever have that peace, that pleasure, that protection, that joy, that great promise that He's made. I hope you know Him today. I hope you've trusted Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior. And if you have, then you're assured that either when He comes in the clouds of glory, or if you pass this life through physical death, you're going to go to that place and meet Jesus face to face. There's a beautiful hymn. I think it was probably the first time I ever tried to sing in church. It was a solo and scared me to death. It's called Face to Face with Jesus. Face to face with Jesus. Face to see and know. Oh my, I'm going to see Him one day. I'm not worthy. I don't deserve it. I didn't earn it. I can't buy it. Couldn't afford it if it's for sale. But because of the blood of Jesus Christ shed on the cross and my trusting by faith in Him to my eternal destiny, I'm going home one day. Hallelujah for heaven. Hope you're going to go with me. If you've never asked Jesus into your heart and repented of your sins, now's the time to do it. Because you see, you'll never get to that place called heaven except through Him. Let's bow together and pray. Lord Jesus, how could we ever say thank you enough for that wonderful place you've prepared for us after the turmoils and terrors of this life and heartaches and sorrow and death. You've promised us an endless eternity in that wonderful place called heaven, a place we'll be with you forever, and you're there to assure us of the things we've spoken about today. If there's a person who's with us today, or one who may hear us, view us on Facebook, that has never humbled themselves under the mighty hand of God, they'll do it today to secure that place in heaven for them. And Heavenly Father, we're looking every day. If you don't come back for us today, we're going to look tomorrow and the next day and the next day and the next month and the next year if we live. If you tarry, you're coming, but we know you're coming. It's not a matter, Lord, we know of if, but when. And so the Scriptures teach us again, be ye also ready, for ye know not the hour or the day when the Son of Man comes. So help us all to be assured. Make it secure and sure that we know heaven's going to be our home. Bless these words to our heart. May they encourage us in the difficult days we're living. And may we share them with someone else, to help someone who may be struggling with life, not knowing which way to go, how to turn, or what's going to happen when they die. Help us, Lord, to be a help to them, we pray. In Jesus' name, amen.
Well, that was Pastor James Strickland at Sharon Baptist Church. You can find out more about us on our website, SharonBaptistConcord.com, or join us tomorrow for live services at our church at 10:45. Get directions on our website or watch on Facebook live stream, Sharon Baptist Concord.